Inherently Happy, Episode 349, The Life Cycle of a God. We begin, as always, with the Happy Creed. We believe in happy, in balance and growth, of being mindful and grateful, compassionate and understanding. Yowza ha ha, my happy friends! And now, The Life Cycle of a God in four parts. Part 1. A God's Beginning. Someone has to dream up a God first, to describe, imbue, and inspire a thirst for knowledge of the divine is too much otherwise. That's why gods only appear in disguise. Part 2. A God's Middle. People then come from near and far. They come by boat and plane and railway car, to worship along the path of the God's procession, bowing and scraping with beatific expression. Part 3. A God's End. I saw a man walk down a street, cross a stream to wash his feet. Though he seemed a little odd, I think he might just be a god, based on all he said and did, and how he healed that sickly kid. And his word brought peace to all. May his kingdom never fall. But then it did, and it was sad. All the goodwill had turned bad. Those who once proclaimed it true wanted nothing more to do. And so a god who once was free, who wished to be, was not to be. Part 4. A God's New Beginning. A new dream for a new generation. A God returns, defying causation. Can he exist if he's already gone? Can he be enough if so overdrawn? Do gods make us in their own image, or no? Or do we make gods, animating them with that tiny spark that lets them go where we wish we could go, in the hopes of bringing light into the approaching dark? Ha ha! Yowza!